It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Mike, guess what I did today?
What, Nevin?
I went to a yoga class.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
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 Well, basically, you know, your cousin, my fiance, Ramona,
yes,
does yoga on a fairly regular basis. She asked me if I wanted to go to what she said was a beginner class today.
Okay.
And for some reason, you know, don't ask me why, the things we do for love, I went to a yoga class.
Yeah.
And Mike, it was hard.
Okay.
It was like hard. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I didn't like it.
And I know you know, it's funny, Nevin, you know, having hung out with you quite a lot, you know, I know that you do have flexibility. Like, you sit on your feet a lot.
Well, I can sit on my feet. I can sit on my knees.
Yeah.
But I can't, like touch my toes.
Like bend.
Bend. Yeah. Okay. I can't bend
very well.
Wow.
And,
okay.
Oh, Mike, it was hideous. I mean, wow. It really was.
It's hard.
Well, here's the thing, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know how to breathe through my hips. I don't know, okay? I don't know how to send the energy to my torso. I don't know how to move my ribs. It was all the instructions, they're not in English.
Right.
Cobra pose,
yeah.
Chair pose, shaka shashi.
Like, sounds like Starbucks coffee orders.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah,
it's exactly
what
it's like.
Horrible.
It's like listening to Starbucks coffee orders for an hour and a half, and everybody else knows what they're doing. They're moving in the poses before the teacher even says. They're anticipating. It's like going to Catholic church.
Yeah.
Hays and hoes back and forth. They know the prayers. The guy knows prayers.
Yeah. You know, that's funny. I mean, see, I do. Okay. I will say this. I'm a fan of yoga, but I do it by myself.
Okay.
I do it like alone, you know, like.
Do you use the tapes?
No, you know, there's a guy, I mean, I don't feel like I need to endorse him here necessarily, but there's a guy who put out a book. His name is Steve Hill, whatever. He put out a book. It's got some really strong yoga stuff in it. So I do it. You know, the thing about yoga that I'll say that I love, I was able to touch my toes for the first time doing it. Like, once I started doing it.
How long before you were able to touch your toes?
It was not long at all. Like, maybe a month or so.
But were you able to bend prior to this?
No, not at all.
Okay.
See, you know what it was, and we don't have to get too deep into this. Just, your back's tight. You know, that's
my back is tight.
Well, that was my problem.
Okay.
My back was like, it wasn't my legs. I always thought it was my legs. Like, I always thought when I bent down, it was like, I stopped and it felt like I could feel the stretch in my legs.
Right.
It was my back.
Once
my back loosened up, it was great.
So my back has loosened up to touch my toes.
I guess so. That's what happened to me. But
that's
whatever.
So weird.
But whatever. But the yoga class thing is ridiculous. You know, it's like my equivalent to this was my uncle used to do step classes,
mm-hmm.
like step aerobics.
Yeah.
And I went to one. Now, this was an advanced one. I should not have done this.
Right.
My first one. I just like fell off the platform half the time. I had no idea what was going on. You know, it's just like, you know, end up, end down,
end up,
you know,
end up.
And they're like going all, you know, they're doing all these incredibly complicated things. You know, it's like, I was just like,
some of those classes are ridiculous. You kind of go in and they're moving like up, knees down, left, right, twisting, turning.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
And it's full on straight.
You know, the thing that's funny about it, Nevin, it's like your coworkers, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
who we work with could be these guys.
True.
You know, and you don't know it. You know,
right.
it's like it's just wacky. Like, you know, like, wow, you're an expert stepper.
Yeah, well,
what's up with that?
And the thing is, like, things like, I don't know how popular step classes are these days with you know, the invention of the Stairmaster and things like that, but, you know, yoga is one of those trends where everybody, young and old,
right.
man and woman,
right.
are taking it. I mean, I have a buddy of mine, he's this 250-pound, you know,
awesome.
Big, you know, African-American, you know, world's strongest man type,
right.
you know, lifters.
Right.
He does a type of yoga where it's like 100 degrees in the sauna. It's insane. But you look at him, you wouldn't think that this was a guy who did yoga.
Yeah.
So it's true. You don't know who's a yogi, as they say. And it's just, it's odd to me. But Mike, they ohmed.
No, they didn't.
They ohmed. Not once, not twice, but three ohms. I and you know, here's what's funny.
Oh,
I didn't really know how to ohm.
No.
I don't know.
You need to work on your ohm.
I have to work on my ohm.
Yeah, okay.
It was,
my God.
I was.
You know, all I will say is, I love doing it by myself.
Do you own when you do it by yourself?
No. I don't. The only weird thing I sometimes do is I try to breathe through my nose.
Okay.
As opposed to my mouth, just because.
Oh, wait, that's another thing. That's another thing. Breathing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's a whole other.
I was exhaling when she was telling me to inhale. You know, inhaling.
Oh,
no. She's like, breathe slowly. I was gasping. I mean, gasping.
Wow.
How can you control your breathing in this? It's impossible.
Wow.
I don't know how these people do it. It's nuts.
Wow. Well, you know what? Speaking of things I don't know how people do, I wanted to tell you something that I did this morning, which was I went out with my father to a triathlon.
No, what are the events in the triathlon?
Okay. It is... a normal triathlon is
swimming,
biking, and running.
Okay.
In that order. This one, however, was the reverse. It was
running
first, bike, and then swim.
Oh, wow, interesting.
Yeah. Which makes me go, ew, only because the water at the end is like cool. So it's like all sweaty with, you know,
I don't like that. That's not sanitary.
Ew.
You know, with all due respect to your father, was it many people his age, let's say?
It was, this was a mixture. I mean, this was like an amateur one.
Okay.
So it was like, he was his first triathlon, so it was like a perfect thing.
So you have a lot of old people jumping in the pool.
And kids too.
That's just wrong.
You know, the thing with the triathlon to me, and there's another thing I want to tell you that, you know, beyond this, but the other thing with the triathlon, it's such a convoluted thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the whole transition thing, like the whole bike, like get on the bike and do, you know, it just seems odd to me.
How do you train for that?
Yeah,
I mean, they're really different, completely different things.
I know. I don't get it. This just seems like someone had a crazy idea once, you know, like someone was like swimming and then saw a bike and stole it.
Sure.
Started going, and then the bike, like, you know, got a flat tire, and so they started running, and it just started. Like, that's how the triathlon was born.
You know what? I'm going to buy that argument. That's exactly what happened.
The
guy was swimming, saw a bike, stole the bike somehow, got out of the water, stole the bike, got a flat, started running, so they...
Yeah.
And there you go, the triathlon was born.
Started running from the police, maybe, and then the triathlon happened.
Wow.
That's probably what it was.
Wow.
But however... Beyond the triathlon, which was insane, by the way, the race started at 8:15. It was recommended.
In the morning?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It was recommended to get there at 6:30 to get set up. So
on a Saturday? That's early.
Hang on. This is where it gets funny. So we're driving. This was the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. It was like right around the Rose Bowl. So we get there. You know, we're driving in the area. And there's like no signage, right, to how to get to this thing. I mean, we figured it out once we figured out the mass number of people. But we pulled into one parking lot. And we see some guys getting out of the truck, you know, and we're going, okay, it's Saturday morning, this has to be it, right? What else are these people doing? Golfers, Nevin.
Golfers?
Golfers.
At Rose Bowl?
At 6 in the morning, getting out for a round. It was pitch blackout. Golfers.
Golf is an early morning sport.
Yes.
I will say that.
Yes.
But you need lights. You need light to golf.
Helpful.
It doesn't hurt.
There was no light. For at least 45 to 50 minutes, like natural light.
So what do they do for the 45 or 50 minutes?
Oh, you mean the triathlon people? Or
no, the golfers.
You got me. But they were like, I mean, what is this like? Like,
did they want to be first in line?
What is this, like, night tournament golfing?
Were they finishing a tournament?
No, they were pulling their bag. They were pulling the bag out of the trunk.
And here's the scary thing.
Yeah.
You know, you saw them arrive at 6. What time did they get up?
That's the thing.
So they're getting up, you know, while the roosters are still crowing. When the night is darkest before the dawn, they're getting their golf bags ready and their plaid shirts, and they're ready to go.
Yeah, that's another thing. Is it takes a while to like get ready for golf.
You can't just get up and golf.
I mean, we just had that guy, you know, earlier who had the thing where he like got naked.
The guy who played a shot in shorts.
You know, that was great.
But you can't do that.
No,
you know,
maybe at night you can.
Maybe that's what it was. What were they wearing?
Yeah,
were they clothed?
I wasn't paying close attention.
Maybe that was it. It could have been that. That's something we'll ponder for next time.
That's scary.
It's so scary.
Wow.
We always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com or send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com. And Mike, this week's letter comes from Jessica in Minneapolis.
Wow. Okay.
And Jessica.
Is this our first letter from Minneapolis?
It might be.
I think it is.
Our first letter from Minneapolis.
Awesome.
So
okay.
a big moment here. Yes. Minneapolis. The Twin City?
Okay.
Okay. I really don't know.
Okay, sure.
So, but Jessica is actually asking us for our advice.
Oh, wow.
And she writes, Dear Mike and Nev, I have a problem and I need your help.
Okay.
Me and my boyfriend have been dating for 3 months, and now he wants to have sex with me and another girl. I really like him, and I want to make him happy, but I don't know if I should do this. What should I do?
Wow.
And that's from Jessica in Minneapolis. Now, I'm going to say a couple things first real quick.
Sure.
I'm going to just take a wild guess that Jessica is not 18. I'm just gonna say that, throw it out there. Because it just the question and the fact that she's been dating this guy for 3 months and she only likes him, it just sounds like a teenager to me. And so for legal purposes, let's just say this. Mike and Nev do not condone underage sex.
No.
It's technically illegal.
Indeed.
So just throwing that out there, letting you know that we don't condone this.
But let's just, for the sake of legality, assume she's 18.
Okay.
Just, let's just do that.
We have to answer the question.
Yes, we do. But we don't have to.
We will, because it's fun.
That would be a great pop-out.
We can't answer your question. Jessica, no. Okay? No. And there's a lot of reasons why no. But let's stick to the obvious for a minute, okay? You've been dating for 3 months. Obviously not long enough.
No.
There's no love here. You say you really like him.
Like him.
So that is another issue.
You want to make him happy.
You want to make him happy. I mean, right away.
Yeah, you've definitely not been in a relationship long enough.
No.
Yeah.
And the third thing is, coming from a male perspective, if the guy is asking 3 months into the relationship your feelings on a menage a trois, then that says something about the guy right there. He doesn't love you.
Right.
He's not going to love you. And you know what's going to happen shortly after menage a trois? He'll dump you for the girl that you're having the menage a trois
with.
That's
the thing. You know, that's the thing. I mean, it's – I mean, this is one of these things. I mean, I would say – I would guess most straight guys – you know, this would be like a fantasy thing. You
of course.
I mean, absolutely.
Every straight guy fantasizes about two girls.
I'm not, you know, I mean, whatever. But the thing is, though, is that, in reality, you know, this is one of those things where you talk about, like, the comfort level stuff. I mean, you need to be so comfortable and confident in your relationship before you would actually do this, you know, and or be, well, what's the right way to put this? Weird?
Yeah.
Freaky?
Either there's got to be a combination of the two.
Fine.
A combination of the two.
Right. So you know, I mean, basically...
Willing to experiment. That's the word. Experiment.
Nice. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Took me a second to get there.
It did. But... It did. I mean, basically, don't do it.
No.
I think that's the right way to put it.
Just,
I mean, don't do it. Give the relationship more time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't cater to his every whim.
No.
Okay?
And not this one.
Especially not this one. This one could be the final whim.
it will be.
Yeah.
It will be the final whim. Jessica, I'm just going to say one last thing.
Okay.
If you don't listen to our advice, just remember that it will be the final whim if you go through with this. And if it is, please write us again because we want to find out what happened.
Please do,
because just for scientific purposes.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. It's Things That Matter.